with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he's reviewing four candidates as a possible successor to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he has narrowed the field of potential Fed chair candidates to four and that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is not on the list. He told CNBC that Bessent has taken himself out of contention. Jerome Powell, whose Fed term ends next May, has been brutally ridiculed by Donald Trump for not lowering interest rates. The president nominated Powell for the Fed job during his first administration in 2017. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered an investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe.
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard last month as she released documents aimed at undermining the legitimacy of the investigation that established Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of President Trump.
The expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy.
Attorney General Pam Bondi's ordered a Justice Department investigation into the origins of the Trump Russia probe, directing a prosecutor to begin presenting evidence to a grand jury. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Dozens of Democratic state lawmakers in Texas have scattered across the country in a last-ditch effort to prevent Republicans from adopting U.S. House maps that President Trump wants in place before the 2026 midterm elections. The Republican-controlled state house failed to reach a necessary quorum to vote on a district map Monday and Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points. This is SRN News. Gay pride events are going out of style. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats have filed suit accusing President Trump of intimidating health care providers by threatening to remove federal funding for sex change operations on children. The complaint comes after a month in which at least eight major hospitals and hospital systems announced they would no longer perform the procedures on people under the age of 18. This is SRN News. The death toll is revised downward to 56 as a search continues for any survivors from the boat which sank in Yemen early Sunday. 132 people remain missing, according to the UN's Immigration Agency. We hear more on this developing story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
The vessel had 200 people on board when it sank off the coastal town of Shukra. Authorities recovered 56 bodies, including 14 women, while 12 men were rescued as of Tuesday morning, the agency says. An operation to find those missing is underway, officials said late Monday, adding that the body of the boat captain, a Yemeni citizen, has been recovered. Hundreds of migrants have drowned trying to reach wealthy Arab Gulf countries in the hope of a better life. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.